Over Patroclus the rough combat widened, loud with oaths and sobs. And from the sky Athena came, kindling the fight, for Zeus, who views the wide world as his humor changed, had sent her down to stiffen the Danaans. As when from storm-lit heaven he bends a rainbow, omen of war to mortal men, or omen of a chill tempest, pelting flocks and herds, and ending the field-work of countrymen, so, folded in a ragged cloud of stormlight, Athena entered the Achaean host. She braced each soldier's will to fight, but first to the son of Atreus, massive Menelaus, she spoke as he stood near to her. Her form seemed that of Phoenix, her strong voice his voice. "The shame of it will make you hang your head, Menelaus, if glorious Achilles' faithful friend is dragged under Troy wall by ravening dogs. Call on your own strength and put fight in the army." Menelaus, the deep-lunged man of battle, answered her, "Phoenix, yes, old-timer full of years, and may Athena give me force, may she deflect the spears. My will is to defend Patroclus. When he died it touched my heart, but Hector is a devouring flame. He will not pause, laying about him. Zeus exalts him." At this the grey-eyed goddess secretly took pleasure. That of all the gods he chose to make his prayer to her. Power in his shoulders she instilled, and gristle in his knees, and in his heart the boldness of a shad-fly, fiercely brushed away, but mad to bite, as human blood is ambrosial drink to him. So furious daring swelled in Menelaus's dark chest-cave, and he regained his place above Patroclus, leveling his spear. There was a Trojan, son of Eetion, Podes by name, a rich and noble man, whom Hector honored most in all the realm as his convivial friend. This was the fighter tawny Menelaus hit in the belt as he recoiled, and drove the spearhead through. He went down with a crash. The son of Atreus pulled his body from amid the Trojans over to his own line. Now Apollo, standing at Hector's elbow, spurred him on. Phoenops Aeacides he seemed, who came from Abydos and held first place with Hector of all his foreign friends. In this man's guise the archer Apollo said, "Would any Achaean fear you now? How openly you shrank from Menelaus, in the past at least, no tough man with a spear. Just now, alone, he carried off a dead man from the Trojans, a faithful friend of yours whom he had killed, a brave man in attack, Podes, the son of Eetion.